John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in here on this Friday morning. We've got a big show coming up here for you today on WGNS. It's Facebook Friday, so we'll be talking about that a little later on before we wrap up our show. Got a lot of information coming your way here, too. A check on sports in just a few moments. And coming up next, it's a look at traffic and weather together, and it's brought to you by Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
That's where today at Toots for lunch, the $4.99 lunch special is the catfish, shrimp, or clam basket for just $4.99. Today, let's check your weather first.
Well, guys, how many times will it take for me to say you might need your rain gear this week, as we are expecting multiple rounds of showers and even a few thunderstorms starting today, with high temperatures around 59, dropping down to 45 overnight, and then we'll see steady temperatures Saturday and Sunday with more rain showers, highs around 61 and 58. Our dry day will come in on Monday with mostly cloudy skies at a high of 65, but it will only be brief as we see more rain overnight at a low of 51. Currently, it's 58 degrees.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's still busy out here on 24 as we check it out live. You're coming out of Coffee County into Rutherford County on 24, continuing towards the Hickory Hollow area, towards Nashville. 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike has really picked up the last 10, 15 minutes. Buying or selling a home, then call Nikisha or Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team, the number 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. At Fleet Feet, we focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro, two doors down from Carrabba's at the intersection of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane.
Thank you, Chuck. And it is about 11 minutes after 7, listening to the Wake Up Crew. John, Dalton here. We've got a big Friday planned for you. Oh, did you hear what I said about what today is?
No, I didn't. What did you say?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's the end of the week, time to freak, been working real hard, losing sleep, click my pay, time to play, let's all say, hey,
it's Friday.
Oh, I'm glad this isn't television. This is very weird.
You like my surfing? You like my surfing pose? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
You know, all professionals say that the secret to a good dance is to keep your feet planted completely still and don't move them at all. So you make sure you get a good
wrong
dance.
They're wrong, Dalton.
they're definitely wrong on that.
We're just pumped, man. It's Friday. You know, the Friday song. It just
gets you excited.
Yeah, I know you've got to be serious, and you know, work. You're the host of this hour.
I'm Rutherford Issues guy. Can't make jokes.
What guy are you? Left out?
The guy that used to work on the Wake Up Crew.
Dalton's last day today.
Wow.
See you guys.
Wow. I've never seen you really go at him like that. That was strange, unusual, and your last one.
You've got a meeting this morning, don't you? About 8 o'clock?
Yeah. I'm sure.
From the front office?
Wow. Oh, me.
Boy, wow, that's a colorful piece of paper you're going to get. It's almost pink.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to go on now. I'll see you guys later.
I just want you to know, Brian, I was just laughing to make the youngster feel good.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't laughing because I thought it was funny.
Oh, tough crowd.
Hey, hello there.
Okay, that's two.
I'm down.
You don't want to get to three.
Third strike.
I thought I was fired at one.
Well, yes, but three may mean you're homeless if you're not careful.
He has a reputation to maintain on that show. He can't just be a goofball like we are.
Which is why
in the
it's
mornings.
Funny.
Yeah.
Because when he's here, he's a little bit of a goofball.
Yeah.
But what will we do without the real fact and the word of the day? What is our word of the day today?
Our word of the day today is punditocracy.
Mm.
Like pundit, the word you may know. It is...
Pungent? Like
no, no, no. Oh, yeah. Pundit, like a political pundit. A group of powerful and influential political commentators. So your Fox News, the political analyst there, those would be pundit. That would be the punditocracy.
A lot of punditocracy going around.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't get a bail.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, see, I knew that was going to happen when I did it.
Yeah. Especially here, you know, coming up on the election.
Yeah. An awful lot of
how are we going to... We're never going to work that word in.
He just did it.
Yeah, I guess.
It was weak.
Well.
Yeah.
Kind of like when they. It's like when they ask you to, you know, give a definition of a word. You know, uh-huh. And you go, you know...
Have you ever seen the
lifeless
thing?
Without life? You know, that kind of thing. And yeah. You use the word to you know.
Of course.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the thing where they ask you to describe a color without using that color? Like if I said describe red without using red.
Rudolph's nose.
He just said Rudolph's nose.
Well, it's red.
Well, like if you had to give, you know, a definition to a color. It'd just be, it's difficult. It's a thing that they test on people. It's a, you're supposed to say stuff.
Oh, okay.
Just let me hide, right?
I don't, give me an example.
Well, if I said green, give me a definition of the color green. It's hard to give a definition because it's a color without using that, you know, the color.
Right, right. That's what you're saying. You're
right.
Just similar.
It's just hard to describe colors without using colors.
I wish the host of the show would say something.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. We're just stuck in this endless loop.
Because you made fun, he's done. That's a good little saying. Because you made fun, he's done.
We can just go back to making fun of him.
I know how to exact my revenge. Let you out there without that life raft.
Without his guidance.
As if he's ever given me a life raft.
He's giving you an anchor.
And then here goes
tied
Dalton.
Cinder blocks to my feet.
And here goes Dalton.
Oh, now he's at me. Mm-hmm. Now he's going after me. Oh, me.
Well, no, that's just the sound that was there.
Are we doing something this hour?
No, nope. We're done.
This is it?
Yep. This is the show now.
Wow.
Oh, we will have Facebook Friday coming up here in just a few minutes.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, we will. I should probably.
I know we've got Truman coming up in a little bit, too, and he's got our boys playing music today.
Yeah, Friday music.
Yeah.
So got that to look forward to.
Swap and Shop.
Yep. Action Line. And got attorney John Day coming on, so it'll be an informative show.
Oh, on Action Line?
Yeah, today.
Oh, good. And then you've got Rutherford Issues as well.
Yeah.
Who's your guest on Rutherford Issues Day? Do you remember? Brian, I know you. You kind of have a recurring guest list. So
Jason Kelton with Kelton's Hardware and Pet.
Oh, okay.
We'll be on talking
good
about
guy,
some.
Yeah.
Probably getting close enough to spring, we can talk about some spring-like things. Like
I think some people can plant a few things, can't you? Just a little bit to something.
I guess you can get those seedlings and stuff going. But
I gotta find a lawnmower.
We've had people. Well, they can help you out with that at Kelton's for sure. But that's some of the conversation and places that we'll be going here this morning. We've got a sports check coming up here for you in just a second. Right now, 7:18.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
Another day of cancellations and postponements in sports, starting with the announcement that the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments would be canceled due to concerns over the spread of the coronavirus. The NCAA had originally said they would play the tournaments without fans in attendance, but had a change of heart. Conference tournaments, which are already underway, were also called off. The NHL, like the NBA, announced its season would be suspended until further notice, with about a month left to go in its regular season. In golf, the PGA Tour canceled the final three rounds of the Players' Championship, which got underway on Thursday. It also called off the next three tournaments on its schedule. Major League Soccer announced its season has been suspended, while the XFL has canceled the rest of its inaugural season. Major League Baseball has announced that it would delay the start of its regular season for at least 2 weeks. Opening day was slated for March the 26th. NASCAR announced its next two races will go on as scheduled, but without any fans in it.
WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com.
The TSSAA, at the conclusion of yesterday's Girls State Basketball Tournament quarterfinals, announced they were suspending the remainder of the Girls Tournament and the Boys Tournament next week. Whether they'll be able to reschedule the events will depend on the length of the suspension and the availability of facilities. They said with the NCAA and major pro sports canceling and MTSU closing campus, they felt it would be irresponsible to continue. MTSU's Lady Raiders CUSA basketball tournament game was canceled just before they were set to hit the court in Texas yesterday.
The announcement came over the loudspeaker that the conference tournament has been canceled.
The voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer. Steve Peterson, the all-time winningest coach in MTSU baseball history, has passed away. Coach Pete, age 68, passed away Wednesday night after suffering a heart attack. That's sports. I'm Brian Barrett. This is a paid legal advertisement.
Every one of us has traveled on a highway next to a tractor trailer. We understand the huge difference in size and weight of these trucks. These trucks can carry up to 80,000 pounds fully loaded, compared with the average car that weighs only 4,000 pounds. If you're involved in an accident with a tractor trailer, you need a lawyer who knows the laws and regulations that are involved with these large trucks. You need the law offices of John Day, 615-867-9900.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
It's French's Shoes and Boots Spring into Sandals Sale. Buy any pair of sandals at French's everyday low prices and get 20% off a second pair of equal or lesser value. Unbelievable deals on men's, women's, and kids' sandals from brands like Chaco, Birkenstock, Sanuk, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Sandal weather is here, so hurry to French's Spring into Sandals Sale.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church near the Dodge dealer.
You've got miles and miles of grass to mow. So you're going to need a machine built to perform day in and day out, season after season. You're going to need a Gravely built to mow the distance.
Kelton's Hardware and Pet, Middle Tennessee's home for Gravely commercial mowers. Old Fort Parkway, across from Kohl's.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 22 after 7. It is a Friday morning. Don't forget, no school today for city students. All day in service for teachers today. So enjoy that if you're in the city school system. A few less buses on the roads today.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be some students that'll want to go to the Discovery Center today.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe watch some news, hear from the punditocracy about our president.
I'm sure those little kindergartners are...
Yeah, they're really enthused with that.
Well, fifth grade, yeah. Sixth grade.
Our word of the day.
I got it in, though, and it worked, so that's what matters.
Yep, kindergartners watching pundits. Okay.
You know... Word of the day, that's the thing we introduced today. I want to tell you about some more words that didn't exist 40 years ago.
Oh.
So these are words that are just new that we use every day. Well, maybe. I don't use this first one every day. But
we'll be the judge of that.
If you're hip, you might use them.
Yeah, we'll be the judge of that.
How about booyah?
Yeah, booyah.
Booyah.
Yeah.
That's one I wish I said more often. I just don't. Booyah only dates back to 1990. When an ESPN sportscaster made it popular by using it to express his joy over touchdowns and home runs.
Stuart Scott.
That is correct.
No longer with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's, booyah dates back just
booyah!
30 years ago. That's it. Now, let's see.
Booyah!
We may have to break that out on a game sometime. Yeah.
Booyah! How about photobomb? This one makes sense to be recent. Photobomb, thought to have been first recognized in a 2008 Urban Dictionary entry. So you stand in the background of somebody's picture and you photobomb them. That one's new.
That's very common.
Yeah, it's a very common phrase now.
I guess it'll always be with us too.
Probably forever. Boop. This describes the noise that we make when we touch the nose of something cute, often a pet. So when you touch a little chipper on the nose, you can go, boop.
He'll bite my finger off if I do that.
It's a phrase that people
Chipper didn't
use.
Chipper didn't like you messing with his nose.
Really?
No. He thinks you're hitting him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't like
it. So it's just a light tap. Yeah. They also say that'll keep him from chewing.
Probably. I have
your fingers. Although he'll reach your finger if you get too close. So anyway.
That one dates back to a 1992 Simpsons episode where Bart places a stamp on baby Lisa's nose before mailing her away and says, boop.
Boop.
Okay. Yep, that's where that one comes from. I didn't know that. Foodie first appeared in New York Magazine in 1980. Now there are more than 140 million Instagram posts alone which use the hashtag foodie. That's where that one comes from.
That's food, I assume.
Yeah, that's somebody who enjoys nice quality food. Yeah.
Okay.
You're a foodie.
Okay.
Infomercial only dates back to the 80s when they became popular on American TV, but that's where the term started popping up, was in the 80s, infomercial. But wait, there's more.
You mean My Pillow?
Yes,
that's My Pillow.
That's a great one. Flex Seal, the Flex Tape commercials are my favorite because I love Phil Swift, the guy who does
those. He can hold a boat up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw this boat in half. Like it's great. Blog is short for web blog. Web log. They shorten that to blog. It's the term.
So that's how they got that word. Okay.
Yeah, it came up in the 1990s.
You know, I'm just so amazed how much I learn on this show. And usually it comes from Dalton.
Hmm. Well, somebody else typed up this list. I'm just reading
it. Yeah, but I mean, you look it up. No, that's true. You find it.
Term emo, which is used to describe certain groups of people. If you're in the emo group, that's your group. That one started popping up in the 1980s to describe a form of music or describe those who listen to it or fall into that group.
It's kind of grunge music.
Right.
Okay.
It's short for emotional.
You were an emo?
I was not.
Oh.
No. He was a, what would he have been? A rocker? No.
Mullet.
Mullet. What is the mullet group called?
The Mullets.
Just the Mullets? Okay, got it.
They're called Cool.
The term adulting, which is popular with millennials, this word was nominated for Word of the Year in 2016 by Oxford Dictionary.
What's the word?
Adulting.
Okay.
So being an adult.
Oh, okay.
You are adulting. That one, yeah.
You don't become an adult, you're adulting now.
Right. Yeah, well, when you the act of doing adult things.
Okay.
Doing laundry.
Okay.
Doing your taxes. Those are all adulting items. And then the last one we got is cougar. It's been a word for centuries, but it's only been used to describe older women who date younger men since around 1999, most likely thanks to Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay, so now if you're 23 and you date a 22-year-old boy, is that a cougar? No. You have to be a certain age, you think?
I would give it like 10 years.
10 years? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to get that
just
official.
Just 10?
I would give, 10. If you're a 30-year-old dating a 20-year-old, you're a cougar.
In case, a 90-year-old comes up to me.
Right, 90-year-old's dating an 80-year-old.
Not 80.
Well, that's 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the older
you're 20 years from that. Jeez.
I was talking about that, kind of like a 90-year-old. Okay.
How old does he think you are?
He thinks I'm 97.
No, you're 61, 2.
You're a good boy. Stop there. Okay. You're in my pump fist.
Go no further.
No, that's it. Stop.
I know he thinks I'm, 89.
Yeah, he's older than you, right?
And I'll quickly say this. When my dad was 35 and I was a kid, I thought he was so old. You probably thought that of your dad.
Yeah.
Boy, he's 35. He's ancient, man. And now 35 is a baby. It really is. You're getting close.
Well, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour here. We'll be back in just a second.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree. And I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention that it deserves. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Where do you go when you have problems and you feel like there's no one you can talk to about them? Who do you talk to when there's just nobody else that seems to be going through the kind of thing that you've gone through? My name is Mike Courtney. I'm the director of Branches Counseling Center, and we're here to make a difference in your life. If you'd like to find out more about Branches or Christian counseling, we encourage you to contact us by going to the website at branchescounselingcenter.com.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having three chef-prepared meals every day, make new friends, learn a new hobby, lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services, your one-stop shop to get your home in tip-top shape. Construction, lawn and landscaping maintenance, and more. Call 615-541-3996. 615-541-3996.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
A little more Funky Friday music here for you. Finally, Friday, the 13th of March. It is 7:30. Good morning.
And it's time to call or text in your birthdays. That's birthdays or anniversaries. Call or text us at 615-893-1450. And we'll announce a winner around 8 o'clock this morning. And you might get a prize, a treat, from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Miss Amy's AM staff over at the Bojangles are today's good neighbors of the day. They care for their customers, and they're the best in town. So they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
How about we update your Friday traffic and weather and also the latest in local news? It's all brought to you by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
They want to remind you it's time to spring into sandals. That's right. It's sandal season. Sandal weather is here. So get on by French's. Buy a pair at their everyday low price. You get the second pair for 20% off. If it's of equal or lesser value, stop at French's.
Well, guys, how many times will it take for me to say you might need your rain gear this week, as we are expecting multiple rounds of showers and even a few thunderstorms starting today, with high temperatures around 59, dropping down to 45 overnight, and then we'll see steady temperatures Saturday and Sunday with more rain showers, highs around 61 and 58. Our dry day will come in on Monday with mostly cloudy skies at a high of 65, but it will only be brief as we see more rain overnight at a low of 51. Currently, it's 58 degrees.
Well, good morning. We've seen a couple of rain down here in the last hour, so just heavy traffic volume right now coming out of Coffee County here in the Rutherford County up through the Beech Grove community. Traffic's picked up quite a bit now. 24 is to continue towards Nashville up through the Hickory Hollow area. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's worth that drive. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Following the conclusion of the girls' state basketball tournament quarterfinal round on Thursday, the TSSAA announced it was suspending the remainder of the girls' state tournament and next week's boys' state tournament. Whether they'll be able to reschedule the events will depend on the length of the suspension and the availability of facilities. News Radio WGNS had intended to broadcast the tournament when it was first announced they would play, but with restricted attendance to the Murphy Center. They'll continue to follow the story and bring updates if and when the tournament can be rescheduled. Businesses are starting to feel the effects of the coronavirus locally and across the country. In Murfreesboro and around the country, Lowe's is reporting they have formed a special task force that's working with the CDC. It was established before the first person tested positive in Tennessee with coronavirus. Lowe's CEO Marvin Ellison said that they're increasing the time spent cleaning and sanitizing the stores, especially in their most frequented areas like checkout lines, restrooms, and associate break rooms. To find out how more area businesses are dealing with COVID-19, head over to our website, WGNSradio.com. The Tennessee Philharmonic Symphony's Green Tie Affair and Casino Night has been postponed to a later date due to the coronavirus. It had previously been scheduled for 7 o'clock Saturday night the 14th at the View from the Fountains, but that has been postponed to an unknown date sometime in the future. Rutherford County Schools has shared its coronavirus response plan, which includes limiting some activities and visitors. Some of the changes, which will be implemented immediately, include rescheduling all fine arts presentations, including plays, music, and performances. Full details available with a link on our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Just a few more minutes left here on this Friday. Wake Up Crew for the 13th. It is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, be careful going down the steps today.
That's me going down the steps.
No, that's me looking at the steps, going, I've got to go down those.
Well, it's better than looking at them and going up.
Oh, I've done that too.
Oh, goodness.
What's that? How do I feel when I look up the steps too? Yeah. There you go.
It's a little louder. This is me coming down the steps.
That one just goes on for so long.
Where's that rooster? This is how I feel thinking about going up the steps. Chicken.
Well, okay, I got it. It took me a second. That was smart. That was really clever.
Thank you. Thank
not
you.
As clever as some of the things, well, maybe not, that we're going to hear on Facebook Friday.
There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me.
Russell have a Facebook?
Facebook.
That's what I want to know.
No, he's got an Instagram.
Oh, okay. No, that makes sense.
Facebook. Oh, sorry.
I'm just going to let you sing that
next week. I kind of like that song.
There's a full song.
It's
we
catchy.
Just use a little snippet. There's a whole full long
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I'll hear that one time when you don't have anything.
Yeah, when I don't have any Facebook.
Maybe I ought to play it today.
You would pull it up?
Here's my first one. We're starting. It's a picture that somebody put on their Facebook, real happy family picture that they took on vacation at the Great Wall of China. They're all standing there. You can see the wall as it stretches and all of the locals standing on the wall with them. And somebody comments, hey, is this in Michigan? Then we go down. True love is when my boyfriend eats the pickles off my burger because I don't like them, even though he doesn't like pickles either. And somebody commented,
true love.
You could just both not eat the pickles. He doesn't have to eat your pickles for you.
But it does show care and compassion.
Yeah, we're trying to get something out of that.
There we go. So exiting, I was accepted into my first choice of collage.
Your Firth?
Firth choice of collage. Accepted, you know, with an A. Exiting. So exiting, I was accepted into my Firth choice of collage.
Can I comment on something?
They probably will not go very far in collage.
Probably not.
There is a word that's used in baseball blogs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nick Markakis and his veteran presence on the field.
Yeah.
How would you think that would be spelled? P-R-E... S-E-N-C-E, right? Presence.
Not S-E.
No.
And
but they spell it presence.
P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S.
Ah. Veteran presence. Yeah. So there's an example. Yeah.
So a veteran gave him a gift.
I mean, I spelled the first one right, but the other one was definitely wrong. presence.
This is probably one of my favorite ones that we've ever done, and I'm very excited. This guy, he was, he looks younger. He posted a picture on his Facebook sitting next to his girlfriend, and he's holding what looks like a glass of wine. And maybe his mom or somebody in his family comments, "Is that cranberry juice?" And he replies, "No, that's my girlfriend."
Oh.
It was great.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. This is a lady. "I just got some new clothes, C-L-O-S-E. Then she replied with a comment, "I mean closes." C-L-O-S-E-S. This is somebody trying to sell their smartphone on Facebook. You know, you can sell things on Facebook. And they've got a picture of just their hand, what looks like holding an invisible phone. And they commented, "The phone isn't in the picture because I used it to take the photo, but it's this exact height and length. Just let me know if you're interested."
But it was just their hand.
It was just their hand. Pretending like they're holding a phone. One more. "I need a summer job because do you know anybody who's hiring anybody to work? What kind of job are you looking for? I don't know, something easy, like a CD or movie store. Because I just want to sit around all day and watch movies. You should try Redbox. They're always hiring." And then the guy said he was going to apply.
There would be a rush on those applications at the Redbox. Back here to wrap it all up here in a second.
Shop at Haynes True Value Hardware for lawn care essentials. Right now, buy a gallon of Roundup ready-to-use vegetation killer for $27.99 after a $4 mail-in rebate. This formula kills and prevents weeds for up to 12 months. The no-mix formula has a comfort wand with continuous spray and extended reach. $27.99 after a $4 mail-in rebate. This is Jerry Sanders. Pick up this timely bargain of the month while supplies last at Haynes True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Why join a credit union? Credit unions offer the same services as banks but are not for profit. Credit unions are owned by their members, not Wall Street investors. Credit unions are among the highest rated services ever evaluated by Consumer Reports. Need another reason to join a credit union? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union now through April 15th, you could win $2,500 towards a summer vacation. Sounds like a good reason to me. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
We're celebrating our 140th year in business.
Bell Jewelers has a good, strong reputation of being the most trusted jeweler. We take great pride in that. Our watch and jewelry repair department is on site. Everything is done on our premises, under our control. We don't ship things off where things get lost, switched, stolen. It's just not going to happen.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
Every day across Tennessee, scam artists and con men are ripping off Tennesseans. It's time to put a stop to scams in Tennessee. Scams stop with education. Never give personal information to people you don't know. Scams stop by reporting criminal activity. Scams stop here. To learn scam fighting tips or to file a complaint, contact us at tn.gov/commerce/scams. Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here on this Friday morning, 7:43, as we roll right along here. I want to say good morning to everybody over at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square, where they've got their big St. Patty's Day sale going on right now. Of course, St. Patrick's Day is next Tuesday. How about corned beef brisket flats? Yeah, for corned beef and hash or corned beef and cabbage. You can get all that. The corned beef brisket flats are just $4.99 per pound at Junior's. Baby back pork ribs are $3.49 per pound. Drumsticks or thighs are $1.49 per pound. Fresh chicken tenders are $2.99 per pound. Shoulder roast, we're talking about Angus beef shoulder roast, $3.49 per pound. And Johnsonville brats or Italian sausages, select varieties, are $2 for $10. Now over to the produce section at Junior's, where you can get sweet Peru onions for $2.49 for a 3-pound bag. Also, Michigan-grown apples are two for $5. We're talking about red, gold, or Macintosh apples, a three-pound bag, two for $5. Zucchini or yellow squash, $1.49 per pound. Great for making those squash casseroles. How about navel oranges? California oranges, packed with vitamin C, just $5.99 for an 8-pound bag. And tomatoes on the vine are just $1.99 per pound. At Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square, they invite you to stop in, visit, shop, have a good time. You're going to have a wonderful customer experience there. And when you stop in, be sure to tell them that the Wake Up Crew from WGNS sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Well, it is kind of sad when the show comes to an end.
Especially on Fridays.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm really sad. I'm bummed out.
Well, but I have to come back in the morning and do it anyway, but alone. So that's what's sad about it for me.
You guys could come in. It's worse. I have to come and do it with Brian.
You could come in one Saturday and do it with me after coach show is over.
What time does it start?
Early.
6 a.m.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Doubt it, pal. Doubt it. I have to bring ice. Up to the station.
We'll do it after Coach's show wraps up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I want to stay another couple of hours. Yeah.
That'll never happen. Coach's show, we are winding down our season. We'll have a show in the morning. But so what have we learned on our show today?
I don't know. We learned a lot, as always.
We have a word of the day.
That's true.
Today?
Punditocracy.
He just wants to hear the bell one more time.
Punditocracy. I'm sorry. I mispronounced it.
Of course you did. What else?
Well, it means a group of powerful and influential political commentators. I'll just leave it at that.
Can't really remember anything, Brian. I'm kind of waiting for the weekend.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, be extra careful out there. Take a rabbit's foot or a rabbit.
And if
just a whole rabbit to carry with you.
Don't have a rabbit's foot.
Good buddy.
If a cat crosses in front of you as you're driving, put an X on the windshield.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just go home, stay home.
You just want an excuse to go.